The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, episode 24, Krampus, with Eric Schneider.
Oh, guys, we were so drunk during this. There was so much eggnog. There was so much bourbon.
You guys are going to love it because we're real dumb. However, before we get into it, we do want to thank our newest patron, Tim Tellup, watchman of our hearts.
It's funny because he's a sailor.
It is. And as always, our supporting producer level patrons, Leanne Davis, Shannon Alford, and Phil Fresh.
You beautiful, unique snowflakes.
Absolutely. If you want to join these noble forest snowflakes, maybe, you know, Krampus style, head on over to patreon.com/spiritspodcast to see all of our bitchin' bonus content.
There's mini episodes. There are drunken film reviews.
There's recipe cards. There's teaching poetry to Julia.
You did good with that.
Yeah. And there is a special surprise that we are going to be sharing with you guys next week. So stay tuned.
In the meantime, why don't you guys give the gift of spirits this year? Share us with a friend. Share us with like someone who you really think enjoys drinking or weird stuff, or just, you know, you want them to laugh a little bit.
Friends chatting. Everyone loves friends chatting. Speaking of which, Julia, friend, what are we drinking?
You might not remember. I don't think Eric remembers, but we were like super, super charred because we were having basically what was bourbon with a side of eggnog.
Yeah, non-dairy, because that's how I roll. Mm-hmm. And it was just, the thing is, I think it went down too quick.
Yes.
You know, like it went down too smooth. Yeah. Anyway, our pain equals your pleasure.
But we got joined by Eric this year. We brought the whole Spirits family together for the holidays.
We did. And, you know, in that spirit, don't want to get too sappy on y'all, but thank you for being with us.
We love you guys. You're so cute. We're almost at our 1 year mark and we're just super excited to have you all.
It's like every day I wake up and remember that this is a thing and I get so happy.
Oh God, me too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Without further ado, please enjoy Spirits Podcast episode 24, last episode 2016, Krampus with Eric Schneider.
Happy holidays, Spirits team.
Happy holidays.
I'm saying Spirits team because today we are joined by our lovely editor, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, buddy. What's up?
Not much. I'm here to share a spooky Christmas tale.
Spooky Christmas tale's my favorite.
Now, I do just want to stop and recognize that our last team episode was perhaps the dumbest,
most derailing bullshit,
and most tangential episode.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited to possibly bring that back.
Top that.
I mean, I'm two glasses of bourbon in. and real excited to be talking about a myth that I know literally nothing about.
I know something about this one.
I did do a bit more research this time, because last time my research was a video I saw when I was six. And this time my research was a couple websites, mostly National Geographic. So I think the last episode I was on, we ended it by creating a movie in which Chris Pine was walking through the woods with
Amanda Seyfried. It was Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. And Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah. And they had a rescue Dennis. Husky.
They had a rescue husky who wore an American flag bandana.
Yep.
Wow. We remember far too much about this.
It may or may not have segued into other parts of my life.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And they were just, you know, beat on the Appalachian Trail.
Guys, I think Eric has a story to tell us, so maybe we should focus on that.
Okay. However, listeners, if you've come to love my goofs, which I hope you have, episode 5 is for you.
Yes. And if you enjoy this one, I'm there too. But today we're talking about Krampus.
Krampus.
Krampus is one of my favorite myths because I think it's starting to culturally become more well known again. But he's essentially the anti-Santa Claus, the anti-Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, he is. Eric, did you have relatives, like crazy grandmas and grandpas, who used to tell you that Krampus would come beat you if you weren't good around Christmas time?
I didn't. I never had anything like that. My Krampus introduction was Oktoberfest.
Hmm.
And at Oktoberfest, they have a little booth that celebrates Krampus.
Do they?
And so at our Oktoberfest they do.
You know Oktoberfest, the traditional Krampus recruiting booth.
Recruiting children.
Those are the two things. Krampus is, in mythology, traditionally the son of Hel, that's H-E-L, in Norse mythology.
Gotcha, and we talked about Hel a little bit.
Yes,
we did.
And yes. Hel is the ruler of Helheim, which is the realm of the dead and stuff like that. So she's a bad lady. That's where Krampus comes from. He is a half goat, half demon.
Killing
it.
Good combo.
Which I don't understand how that works, because
I mean, demons can take lots of corporeal forms.
Yeah,
I think
we're assuming
like the devil form plus
right,
like,
but
giant
like if
goat.
It, I don't is Hel a demon then?
No,
she's
but
definitely
in,
not a goat.
I feel like if we're talking about Krampus, we're talking about the synchronization between Christianity and Norse mythology.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when
so
we're talking
kind of
about
combine some bits.
Demons. Yeah. Well, because Christianity has this really bad habit of taking deities from other religions and being like, well, they're evil now, so clearly they're demons and not gods, because that's not allowed.
Right. Smells kind of pagan. Let's make it a demon.
Yes, pretty
it's
much.
It's kind of like a build your own evil creature situation.
Yeah,
got
like,
going on.
Like the Lego sets where you can remove like the hair, the head, the torso, and the bum.
Yep.
Yeah. So Krampus, is along with this goat, he's a half goat, half demon guy. He's got big horns, real scary face. If you Google Krampus, you'll see lots of scary faces.
It looks kind of like, I feel
Amanda's
like
not gonna do it.
The usual image is kind of like the weird Scream mask, but like a little bit more realistic.
Like the painting The Scream?
Well, like the horror movie
The Scream
that is based off of the painting The Scream. Yes, Amanda.
Wait, is that it's based off that painting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that either, but that does make a lot of sense.
Guys, come on. You're killing me here. You're actually killing me.
Is that the one with the white like ski mask
yes.
thing? But not the scissor hands.
No, not what? Sorry.
Do you mean Edward Scissorhands?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
okay, that makes more sense.
Krampus kind of looks like the Scream mask. He looks like a demon. He's a scary looking guy. He's got dark hair, he's got fangs. Very scary. He carries a chain and bells, so you know he's coming, because it's Christmas. You gotta be festive.
Of course
you gotta
there's
have,
bells.
Wait,
you
why
gotta
would
have
he
some
make
bells.
Himself, why would he let you know that he is coming?
He's like the fear.
Because here's
I get
the thing.
The chains, like, better to, you know, chain you up with, my dear.
It's like putting the dark mark over a house, Amanda. It's the fear of the idea.
Yeah, it's spooky. He wants you to know he's coming. Like, not a jingle jangle, more like
angry church bells.
Yeah, or like my favorite fantasy book of all time, Sabriel by Garth Nix, where Sabriel, Julia's rolling her eyes because I talk about this book so much, where she summons death and goes into the underworld using bells of various frequencies. And anyway, it's really good.
Sabriel.
The main thing about Krampus is that he also, along with this chain and the bells, he has a birch stick or a bundle of birch sticks. And he swats children with them.
I'm guessing he's not like helpfully starting fires for people in their hearts.
No.
He's
whooping a bunch of kids. So yeah, so you have St. Nicholas. He's the one that comes, and he actually comes on St. Nicholas Day, which is December 6th. And the night before is Krampus Night. Or... Ooh. Here, get ready. Eric's going to mispronounce something. Krampusnacht.
Krampusnacht.
There it is.
That's right way. That's better.
That sounds right.
Why don't they just call it night with a silent K? Because the Krampus speaks up on you like weird anglicized German pronunciation in English.
Exactly. Yeah, so the night before St. Nicholas arrives, Krampus shows up, and he's going to punish all the kids that did bad. And the next day, St. Nicholas comes and gives all the children that were good, good stuff.
I mean, that must be a really great, like, 8 hours for the good kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're laying in bed on Krampus night, heretofore knight, and you're waiting for your beating. You don't get your beating. Oh no, Krampus left already. Nice. Presents in the morning.
Yeah, but meanwhile you're seeing Rolf get dragged down the street getting whipped with some
fuck
birch
Rolf.
Samples.
He pulled my pigtails.
Yeah, fuck Rolf.
That guy.
Fuck Rolf.
Fuck him.
He's the worst. In slightly nicer versions, all Krampus does is put a bundle of sticks in children's shoes. So I assume that they're not looking
great
when they
goof,
put their
Krampus.
Shoes.
Hey, kid. You gotta take a stick out of your shoe before you can put it on, huh?
I think the intention is... So apparently in German tradition, children left their shoes out, and that's where St. Nicholas would leave them presents.
Yeah, like the stockings hanging by the fire because they were...
Yeah. And Krampus, I guess, would put a bundle of sticks in there. I assume the idea is that the children would put their shoes on and not realize it, and they'd hurt themselves.
I assume that, like, they're like... better, nicer, older sister, aka me, would have a present in her shoe and you would have a stick in your shoe, just like a lump of coal in kind of modern,
right.
You know, U.S.
Yes.
Tradition.
In worse versions, then there's the just Krampus comes and he hits you with some sticks. And then there's also, I've heard stories of like him dragging you down to
hell
or a cave or something and tying you up with the chain and just... beating you there all night long.
He's a demon.
So the scale really goes from sticks in the shoe to kidnapping and torture. So it's a wide-reaching myth.
Like a slightly nefarious squirrel all the way down to, like, child kidnapping and abuse. And wait, hold on. So, like, on whose behalf is Krampus working? Because this seems great for parents. Because you can punish the kid who annoys you all the time and not take responsibility for it.
Well, like, on whose behalf is fucking Santa Claus working, Amanda? Maybe they're just fucking crazy.
I don't know.
Well, he's working on hell's behest, then.
Does that mean Santa
is, Saint Nicholas
like,
is
an
for,
angel?
For God.
But, like, what's the purpose? Like, okay, to punish the kid, I get. But the sticks in the shoe and stuff, like, it's not just to ruin your Christmas.
Maybe it's
I assume
a warning.
It's to be like, hey, kid, in an indeterminate amount of time, a.k.a., you know, 10 to 70 years, like, I'll be seeing you.
That might be it.
Is it a sort of, you know, way or incentive for people to change their ways?
Yeah, maybe
like,
it's a
oh, no,
sliding
we're on the
scale.
Right path.
Maybe it's a sliding scale. You start with the sticks and the shoes, and then you move all the way up to eternal damnation if you don't change your ways.
Right, or exactly. Like, oh no, stick in my shoe. Like, I better reform my ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Krampus is just the, he's the, it's like a yin and yang, but for German children.
You can't just be
just
like...
balancing it out.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, hey, Saint Nick is going to bring presents, and if you're bad, all you get is no presents.
But how
you
else do you then determine which of your siblings secretly hates you than looking at the array of presents on Christmas and being like, oh, shit, she got me a phone case for the wrong model of phone. She must really hate me.
Wow, damn, have you done that before, Amanda?
No, my cousin Seth.
Okay, pretty impressive, though.
I forgot to mention this earlier. Krampus comes from the German word Krampen, which means claw. So this guy's just got, he's got all the bat. He's got chains, bells, hit you with sticks. He's got horns. He's half goat, half demon. I mean, he really runs the gambit on like bad stuff.
That reminds me of like Nightmare Before Christmas, where they think Santa Claus's name is Santy Claus and they assume he's like a really terrifying creature that has claws.
Yes, yes.
Pretty much.
But that's what demons are, right? Like demons are a kind of like nightmarish mashup of all the things that we don't want in the same place. Like when you were describing earlier, demon and goat, I was like, okay, it makes total sense, because the sort of, like I think I mentioned in an earlier episode, incongruous things mashed together, like faces and windows where faces shouldn't be, right? Or like creatures with, you know, nails instead of feet, like, oh no, please don't. So it kind of makes sense that all, you know, you're kind of like very like morphologies of weird demon appendages and stuff would all just show up on this one Krampus. What does he wear?
He just kind of has like the pictures I've always seen of him, he's just kind of got like cloaks and rags and just kind of like he crawled out of like a gutter kind of looking guy.
Like, Santa looks nice. Krampus looks like a fucking hobo.
Does Santa look nice?
Yes. He has a fancy-ass suit, Amanda. Like, Jesus.
Whoa, hold on.
Why are you going to judge Santa like that for his clothing?
Well, we know who's getting kidnapped out of the three of us this Christmas.
Well, suck it, Amanda.
I find the... guys, if you find twigs in my shoes, you know who took me. But no, I find the kind of, like, fur-lined velour sweatsuit to be not the peak of fashion for me.
Listen, it's cold in the fucking North Pole.
I think it's overstating what Santa's wearing.
And his magic.
You know how magic Santa is. Maybe,
Julia.
Maybe he only has time manipulation and not, like, can stay in the cold.
So can he manipulate himself across the tundra from one moment to the next?
It'll still be fucking cold in each moment.
This is like a guy who goes hiking twice a year and wears hiking boots every day to really throw that in your face. Or like a surfer bro.
The cowboy boot.
Right, yes. I mean, cowboy boots are like a thing in the South, but like people in our high school who would like wear board shorts every day and they've gone surfing
fucking
once in their
bags.
Life. Fucking douchebags.
So there is actually a modern take on Krampus as well called, Julia, you might be able to say this better than I can, Krampslof.
I don't even know how you would spell that, so I'm not even going to attempt it.
Hold on, no, wait, I'm going to try it again.
Your try
was so
good there.
I'm going to try it again.
I won't say that better than you did.
I'm going to try it again, because you know what? I was wrong. I definitely was wrong.
If there's one thing we can agree on, you're
definitely wrong.
Krampus laugh. Okay. I just said Krampluff. It's Krampus laugh. So what happens in this is that drunken men dress up as Krampus, and they just kind of run through the streets chasing the children.
Okay, and that sounds like a historical description.
That's the whole thing.
Eric, we have that here in New York. It's called SantaCon.
We do. It is truly a 180 inversion
terrible.
Of all of the values of Christmas.
It's just fucking awful. It's just
we have SantaCon in Cleveland as well, and
it's spread.
It's not as bad as New York City SantaCon by any means, just because there's more people. But it's the same general premise, just less Santas.
It's just sexy elves and drunk Santas fighting each other until everyone throws up.
Literally, the next day, walking to work, you will, like, wade through discarded pieces of Santa costumes and piles of dried vomit on your way to the subway. It is disgusting.
Fuck anyone who participates in SantaCon.
Julie, do you remember the way we found out about SantaCon?
We were, like, at
you
a poetry
outside.
Reading or something.
We were at a internet concert.
Yes.
Of YouTubers.
Yes.
When we were, like, 15 or 16, mm-hmm. we had gone into the city, especially on a Saturday, like, on our own, you know, to, like, go to see this concert. And as we got out of the subway, again, it was, like, first week of December, and we were like, well, that's weird. There's a guy in a Santa costume. All right, whatever. There's a second guy in a Santa costume. There's a third guy in a Santa. There's four guys in Santa costumes. And then later on, there wasn't mobile internet, so we, you know, went somewhere and
well, there
home,
was mobile internet because...
data plans. I don't, yeah. Oh,
I remember that.
Yes. And so we were like, oh God, SantaCon is actually a thing. And unrelated, but later at that same event, Maureen Johnson was like, oh, I'm at this event. And her picture that she tweeted of her view at the event was the back of my head. And I turned around like, oh, Maureen Johnson, do you want to share our table? And she was like, yes, thank you.
And then I sat on Amanda's lap and Maureen Johnson sat across from us.
Yeah. It was great.
It was pretty
anyway,
solid.
Fuck SantaCon.
Fuck SantaCon. If you do it,
can't
fuck
agree
you.
More. But Krampus laugh.
Yes.
Sounds lovely. Just a bunch of drunk guys dressed as devils chasing people through the streets.
I'm like kind of into that. Like I would be down to watch that as a like people watching sort of situation. Like the running of the bulls.
That's the next big thing after CrossFit. It's Krampus Laugh. And it's just or like a really intense cardio workout where you have to dress up as a devil and just run through the streets.
I'm so into that more than I would be into SoulCycle.
Yeah, right. Like, why contain all that energy in one room?
I literally unfriended someone on Facebook today because they kept posting about SoulCycle.
But that Krampus laugh, which is how I'm pronouncing it.
It looks correct.
Sounds more... Listen, Spirits Podcast, it looks correct. That's all we care about.
Right.
It sounds more to me like a retroactive like justification of like a highly embarrassing night where, you know, all your brothers and uncles and cousins like get drunk, run in the snow, like beat the neighbor's children up, but then like, oh, it's all laughs because the kids are okay at the end of it. And then you suddenly like make it a tradition to excuse the behavior. Like the end of a block party where the children go home and everybody is way too drunk because they're at home, and the next morning it's like folding tables, like turned over bowls of chips, like cups. There's like someone hanging out sleeping on a floaty thing in someone's pool.
Someone sleeping on the inevitable blow up slide that they bought for the block party.
It's all deflated, so the person is like buried in the thing. They have to, I speak from experience. They might be
it's,
dead.
It's just like that, but with demons. Men dressed as demons.
I feel like we don't have enough good demon tradition in the United States.
I mean, we have one as president now, so that should help.
I mean, that's true.
Hell is empty, for all the devils are here.
There are some people that have tried to ban Krampus. The Catholic Church in the 12th century tried to kind of just get rid of any mention or celebration or participation of any Krampus-related rituals just because he looked like the devil.
Classic. Which, you know, classic Catholic Church.
Especially.
They're like, they're like a jealous girlfriend or boyfriend who won't even let, you know, their partner talk to a member of the opposite sex or be seen with them in the hallways because they're like, oh, you must be, you know, going on under nefarious deeds. Like, Catholic Church, people can talk about shit that isn't the Catholic Church. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not like we're worshiping Krampus. We're being like, he's a douchebag. He brings us sticks and beats us.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the threat of eternal damnation, like there isn't like the acute daily presence of evil sufficiently for Catholics. Evangelicals have that way better, the like acute daily presence of the devil.
It's really good. There was also this, which I could not find what this meant at all, but this is what it said on the website, that fascists in World War II, in Europe specifically, found Krampus despicable because it was considered a creation of the Social Democrats.
Okay.
I don't know how to unpack that, and I don't know what to do with it, but that's something that apparently happened.
I feel like the fascists would be against it because fascism as a whole is against religion, and that sort of religious culture. So they're gonna
he was a creation of the Social Democrats specifically.
We'll just pin it on the opposite party. Yeah, well, I mean, Krampus is policing behavior, right? And like that would be seen perhaps as a challenge to the fascist government.
Basically, they're saying Krampus is PC. Yeah. Krampus is the PC police.
Krampus is too politically correct for this nation.
Classic social justice warrior.
Krampus, the original SJW.
Classic. I propose, actually...
You know what? Now that we've talked through it actually makes a lot of sense.
Wait, guys, we stumbled on something really good here. We only had to record for 45 minutes of shit before we got it. Because, listen, like, modern SJWs, right? Like, we, speaking as a P, right? Like, we're all for social justice people. I'm sorry to tell you that. Yeah, I'm kind of...
In case you didn't know by now.
And, like, we're super into the witch aesthetic. Like, it's, you know, we embrace it. And the idea of, like, running around in, like, a tattered cloak, like, chick from Les Mis style, with, like, some claws and a big, like, birch stick, which I, you know, birch trees are pretty. And, you know, like, I'm into it.
Yeah, you know what? It actually makes a lot of sense, though. Krampus seems like he might be the good guy. Like, sure, Saint Nick is giving decent people presents, but Krampus is putting bad people in their place.
Saint Nick is also promoting too much capitalism, and I'm not into it.
He is.
That's true. However, the fascists didn't have a problem with him, which yeah. makes it seem like Saint Nick was in bed with the fascists.
Or that saying. He might be.
Classic Saint Nick. Or no, that like maybe Christmas was too embedded in the social consciousness for them to really challenge, and they could kind of spin it as like just a kind of day off holiday or family holiday, but the like specific, you know, policing of bad behavior through the lens of like eternal damnation was too much to handle.
That makes sense. In pop culture, he was popular on postcards in I believe the Netherlands. Starting in like the late 1890s through the early 1900s, apparently they just started putting Krampus on postcards, and that was like a thing that you could buy around town.
I want one of those.
I mean, I guess while the rest of Europe was busy like finishing the Industrial Revolution, they were like, hey, let's like, focus our priorities on things that matter, y'all.
Krampus.
We need more postcards with devils on them.
After 700 years of peace and prosperity and war with other Scandinavian countries, I think we know what we have to focus on as a nation.
And then there's also the movie that came out, I believe, last year.
It was last
Krampus,
year.
Krampus.
Okay.
Which anybody want to guess what it
guess.
Has on Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm going to go.
This is a horror comedy holiday film.
53.
The critic score is actually a 65, but the user score is actually a 52.
So close.
You're only 1% off from what the public say of Krampus.
That's amazing. I saw that movie.
My conclusion from this is that Julia is the public.
Can you tell me anything about it? Because I did not see it.
Okay, I can tell you about it. Let me think. I'm going to forget actors' names, Eric, and I'm going to need you to fill in the blanks for me here.
All right. This is a perfect thing for me to do.
I know. Okay, so
Adam Scott, number one.
Adam Scott, yes.
What?
Adam Scott plays the dad in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy redneck uncle is played by the dude who is like the traveling salesman for the office.
And wait, so, he played who?
The crazy redneck uncle in that situation. Good. So basically the plot of the movie, as I remember it, I saw it with Jake and his haunted house crew.
Oh boy.
Because they rented out a private theater and watched the whole movie. And
oh
actually,
my God, they would.
When we did the haunted house this year, Krampus was our last room in the haunted house because the guy who runs the haunted house was so into the movie.
Oh my God, that's the most cryptozoological thing I've ever heard.
Okay, anyway, so the movie is about this German family, I guess, that has people over for Christmas. And in the movie, Krampus basically punishes families who are too greedy and who don't have the Christmas spirit, which is dumb as fuck.
Huh.
Yeah, that's not as interesting
no.
as just being bad.
Yes, but so consistently, the grandma in the story, who is an old German grandma who only speaks German,
nice.
And who pronounces Krampus as Krampus the entire movie.
Of course, you need an old woman telling you the myth throughout the movie.
Right, and basically what they do in the entire movie is they take concepts of Christmas, so snow, snowmen, gingerbread cookies, toys, and they turn them into these evil things that are attacking the family throughout Christmas night.
I dig it.
And then the family ends up all going to hell, which is basically their house on Christmas done over and over and over again, and they're stuck in this snow globe where they're just
oh my God.
In Krampus's hell.
Like a fucking Groundhog's Day of like forced family togetherness.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is truly
a
hellish.
Bad hell, right?
That is truly hellish.
Oh, that sounds rough.
But I don't know, because it seems like if Krampus were an enforcer of Christmas values, he would have to be aligned with Santa in a way that seems like if I picture them as traditional kind of like warring factions, then Krampus should promote like disorder and randomness and like an upheaval of the kind of like traditional ordering of like who is good and who is bad.
I think you've got kind of like a Job situation with Saint Nick and Krampus,
damn.
where you essentially have all of the human race is Job.
Okay.
And Saint Nick is God. And Krampus is the devil. And
I was
Saint
literally
Nick is like,
say that.
Because Saint Nick, apparently, he walks around the night before with the Book of Sins in the Krampus legend.
Killing it.
He's letting Krampus know who is bad. So he's kind of like letting Krampus go take care of the bad people. And he'll take care of the good people the next day. So it's very much kind of a Jobian tale. I mean, not that the devil's omnipotent in traditional storytelling, but like you have these two nearly omnipotent creatures controlling the lives of humans.
And it's sort of like the Greek conception of Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, where it's like, y'all three have your dominions, air and ground is one thing, water is one thing, underground is one thing, and like, you know, that is your dominion. And if people are bad, they are yours to deal with. People are good, they are mine to deal with.
I think Eric was pretty on the ball. Side note, if you guys want to get me a Christmas gift, you'll get me a Book of Sins, because I'd be super into that.
Eric, let's take that offline. Let's work on it.
Yeah, that we can figure that out. I'll just write down a bunch of bad shit I've done recently.
That sounds great. You know just what I'll do, list Julia?
Just a personal list of my sins.
Do you know what I'll do? Is I will write down all of the things I think about 80s television shows. And yeah, there will be just endless sins of common knowledge.
You know what? If we ever have a Kickstarter, our Kickstarter would just be a book called Pop Culture According to Amanda.
Guys, that would just be the greatest gift of all.
I'm not even joking. I think we should do that.
I'm here.
So that's pretty much everything with Krampus. He's a demigod, more or less, that is a half demon, half goat that whips children because they're bad right before Christmas.
What about adults? Does he have any say in adults, or it's just children?
I think it's just children, just because Saint Nick is just for children. I don't think Santa has any purpose with adults either. So I assume
that's a
Krampus
really interesting,
is the
like
same
moral
thing.
Fatalism, right? Like children are young enough and impressionable enough to change their ways, but adults, like, man, they are on their path.
That's some ageist bullshit. I know plenty of adults who need to be whipped in the ass by some birch leaves by Krampus.
Yeah, well, you can dress up, and on Krampus Laugh, you can go whip some ass.
I'd be into that.
I mean, I'm there. Get a, what is that, the scream mask?
Man, that's blown my mind. It's based on that painting.
Yes.
I also never realized that.
That's guys, crazy.
You're killing me.
Yeah,
it's so
I might have realized that at some point, but I definitely, like, whenever I think of the Scream mask, I don't think also of the painting, The Scream.
Nope. Totally. I had no idea.
Which is stolen. Have they found that yet?
What?
Did they ever find that painting? It got stolen.
I have no fucking clue.
Somebody let us know in a 5-star review.
In a 5-star review, let us know. The Scream painting, stolen or no.
Leave your 5-star review on iTunes and tell us where you would hide the Scream painting if you were to hide it.
Exactly.
So whether or not you have St. Nicholas or Krampus coming for you, Spiriters, we wish you a very happy holiday season, or a day off of work if that's all it is to you. Please check your shoes for birch twigs if you, you're going out on Christmas Day, just in case. Spirits was created by Julia Shafini and me, Amanda McLaughlin. It's edited by Eric Schneider with music by Kevin McLeod and visual design by Allison Wakeman.
Subscribe to Spirits on your preferred podcast app to make sure you never miss an episode. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at Spirits Podcast.
On our Patreon page, patreon.com/spiritspodcast, you can sign up for exclusive content like behind-the-scenes photos, audio extras, director's commentary, blooper reels, and beautiful recipe cards with custom drink and snack pairings.
If you like the show, please share with your friends and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help.
Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.